Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Dalid. We are up to Sif Gimel. Asur Lisanos B'motzei Chag HaShavuos. It is usher to fast, okay, after Chag HaShavuos on Motzei Chag. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Katan Vav. Mipnei Kishachal Atzeres B'Shabbos Hayayom Zvichas HaKabonos Achar HaShabbos V'hu Ki Ein Yonto. He says, when Shavuos would fall out on a Shabbos, so the day of the Karbanos would be immediately after Shabbos. V'hu ke'ein Yom Tov, and therefore it's like a Yom Tov. U'lefi tam zeh, according to this reasoning, be'isru chag sha'achar sukos mutter lisanos. When it comes to isru chag after Sukkos, it would be okay to go ahead and fast. Achein midivrei hagra mashma degam sham ein lisanos. Also there, you should not go ahead and fast. V'chein muchach bebeis Yosef. And that is spelled out as well in the Beis Yosef. So what exactly is this all about? As you all know, there is what's called the Shalmei Chagiga and the Ola Re'iya that a person brings up when he comes up with Ola Regal. And these are Karbonos Yachid and not Karbonos Tzibur. And since they are not Karbonos Tzibur, while they are Doche Yom Tov, they're not Doche Shabbos. Now again, even the fact that they're Doche Yom Tov is not so pashut because it's not classic Ochal Nefesh, but Beis Hillel basically in Beitza, and brought down in Beitza and Chagiga, says you're allowed to go ahead and shech them and be makriv on Yom Tov, because it says V'chakosam Oso Chag Lashem, that anything that's Tzorach Gavoa is mutter to be makriv on Yom Tov. But when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so you can't be makriv those karbanos. Now, a person has another 7 days to, or another 6 days for that matter, after Shavuos to go ahead and make up Tashlumin. Another 6 days after the Regel to go ahead and make up any karbanos that they couldn't make. So therefore, what's going to definitely happen then is if he wasn't able to bring his karbanos for Shavuos on Shavuos, because Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, he would therefore bring it on that Sunday. And because of that, and according to this reasoning, what basically would then say is, so therefore we should not go ahead and fast on such a day, because such a day would be a Yom Tov. Now, based on this reasoning for not fasting the day after Shavuos, so comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says this seemingly would not apply to, for example, after Isru Chag, after Sukkos, because there's no such idea of right regarding Isru Chag after Sukkos. However, because this was specific to the day after Shavuos, that in fact they used to call it Yom Tavuach because of the days when the Zichas HaKarbonos had to be the Karbonos had to be brought on Sunday, on the day after Shabbos, when Shavuos fell out on Shabbos. Now, you know, you could ask, what about the other 5 days after that Sunday, which are also days of Tashlumin? So the pshat is because even though those were days of Tashlumin for Karbanos, they were not Asered, Betainis, and Hesped, okay? Because they only Asered, they called that Yom Tavuach Bizman HaMikdash, in the time of the Mikdash, when they would have clearly established a day of Tavicha for all Klal Yisrael, because they all the Yechidim would have to bring their Kaban that next day on that Sunday. So now what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah that had gone on to say, so this only seems to aser tainis on the day after Shavuos, right? But doesn't seem to be a reason to aser the day after Sukkos. Because the day after Shavuos, we understand, because they asered it on every day after Shavuos, even if it didn't fall out that particular year on a Shabbos, because of the time in the Beis HaMikdash when it would fall out on a Shabbos. But after Sukkos, there's no Inyan, and therefore, L'chayra, you should be allowed to fast on what we call Isru Chag, after Sukkos, for example. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah, as we just saw, then from the Grah, it's mashma that you're not supposed to go ahead and fast even on Ishri Chag after Sukkot. Because there's another reason to Aser Tainis on Ishri Chag, that's considered, that day is considered a Hemshech, a continuation of the Chag, and it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, whoever makes the Isr L'Chag, it's called Isr Chag, Ba'achila V'shdiya, Ma'alala V'kosov Ki'ilu Banam Mizbeach, V'hikiv L'Karbonos, and Rashi says, the Kavanah for that is the day after the Chag, and in Yerushalmi they called that day Ben HaMoed, and therefore that would apply even to the Isr Chag of Sukkot. Now, why doesn't he mention here the Isr Chag after Pesach? That would be Aser B'Tainis, because regardless, the day after Pesach is Aser B'Tainis, because all of Chodesh Nisan is Aser B'Tainis. You're not allowed to fast all of Chodesh Nisan. So we continue on weiter now. The Rama states as follows: Ve'ein omrim tachnun mitzchilas rosh chodesh sivan ad ches bo tahinu achar ishuchag. So comes the Rama and he says, and tachnun is not said from the beginning of rosh chodesh sivan until after, until the eighth day of Sivan, which is after Ishruchag, which is the day after Ishruchag. Ishruchag is on Zion, Sivan, and therefore after that you would say Tachnun. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Zion. Ve'ein omrim Tachnun, you don't say Tachnun, as we said, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Begam ein misanin b'yam. Also, you don't go ahead and fast on all those days. Not only don't you say Tachnun, but you don't go ahead, the Rama says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't fast. Meaning the Rama, when he says, you don't say Tachnun all the way from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the day after Isru Chag, that's including Tainis as well, not just Tachnun. Sivkot and Ches, mitzchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Why? The Miyad B'Sheni B'Sivan, the basis for this Rama is that immediately on the second day of Sivan, which again was the day after Rosh Chodesh we don't fast anyway, on Rosh Chodesh, and we don't say Tachnun. On the second day of Sivan, Amalem Moshe L'Katsham L'Taira Kiddachsiv. Already, Moshe had told Bnei Yisrael that they should go ahead and be Mekadish themselves to accept the Torah. Kiddachsiv, Im Shamoa Tish Me'u B'Koli U'Shmartem Es Brisi Ba'achar Kach Matchil. And after that, on Gimel Sivan, immediately began the Shloshes Yimei Hagabola. So you had the second day, Beis Sivan, Moshe made this announcement. Then following that was the Shloshes Yimei Hakbala, which was from the third, okay, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, culminating in Vav Sivan, which was Shavuos. We continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. V'nogin l'shtoach asabim b'shavuos v'beis hakneses v'habatim zecher l'simchas matan Torah. And he says, in the minog would be to go ahead and to spread out beautiful flowers and asev, different types of greenery and herbs and plants and flowers in the shul and in the homes as a zecher to the simchas Torah. Sivkatan tes mishnah berurah b'shavuos haynu bein sheshotchan be'erev yom tov o b'yom tov gufa. This is whether you put them out on erev yom tov or on yom tov itself. Afilu im osan asavim ein ruyin lemachal behema, and even if these are not plants and flowers that are roi, are fitting for animal feed, since the person already had in mind from before Yom Tov to utilize these flowers and these plants, whatever they're going to put out, the greenery on Shavuos, you'll be allowed to, it's not going to be muksa, right? You can move around flowers. They're not going to be muksa, since you had in mind to go ahead and move them around. Uveprat imheim asavim hamarichin, and specifically if they are flowers that have beautiful smell and fragrance, achein imchal shavuos b'yom rishon. However, shavuos falls out on Sunday, ein l'shatcha b'shabbos. You should not go ahead and put the flowers out on Shabbos. Kevin shekavanaso l'tzorech yom tov, since the kavana is not for Shabbos but for Yom Tov, and ein Shabbos. Ain Shabbos mechin liyom tov. You can't prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Ela yishtachem biyom tov gufa. Either you should put the flowers out on Yom Tov itself, or like what most shuls nowadays will do, they'll put it out or Be'erev Shabbos on Friday, if Shavuos falls out on a Sunday, they spread it out, they put the flowers out, the beautiful Shavuos flowers on Erev Shabbos. And they would do it, this minhag of putting the beautiful flowers out in the shul was a zeichel l'simchas matan Torah, sivkat an yud, shayu sham asavim, saviv har Sinai, because you had all the beautiful flowers and things like that around har Sinai, kiddush siv, hatzom v'bakar al yiru, as you see that the son of the bakar could not come and graze there, so you had all these asavim, all the different greeneries and flowers and things like that, and the son of the bakar would not be able to go ahead and graze there and ruin the foliage. He says, in the place where they would put out the, they would actually hand out these fragrant herbs and things like that that people would smell in the Beis Knesses. Lo yichalku mibaruch shamar adachar tvilas shmona esrei. So these fragrant herbs that they would hand around, they says you should not hand them out. They should not be handed out from Baruch Shamar until after Shmoneh Esrei, because the person is going to have to make a bracha of Borei Atzei B'Samim or Borei Asavei B'Samim, better, or Borei Mei B'Samim. Kedei Sheyuchal LeBaruch Aleihem. The Bein Tayim Asa LaHafsek, because it would be usher to make such a hefsek from Baruch Shamar until after Shmoneh Esrei. And he says Nogin Lamid Ilanos Beis Akneses Ubabatim Zecher Shabbat Seres Nidono Al Peros HaIlan. He says they actually had a minhag to put trees in the shuls and the homes as a zecher for Shavuos being the time when the Peros HaIlan, when it is the time for the judgment on the Peros HaIlan. The Agra bitel minhag zeh. The Agra, however, got rid of this minhag mishum shachshav hu chok ka'amim lamir ilanos b'chag shalahem. The Agra got rid of it because of the Xmas trees that the Goyim would have on their holiday. So therefore the minhag of putting trees up in the shul, okay, we stop doing such things. We put flowers, but we don't go ahead and put trees in the shul. Continuing on, Viter, v'nogin b'kama makomos le'echol machalei, oh, here we come. People would go ahead and eat machalei chalav, dairy foods, cheese and the like, yummy cheesecake, b'yom rishon shel Shavuos, on the first day of Shavuos, can the minhag to eat dairy. V'nirli atam, shehu kemo hashnei tavshilin shel ochim b'lel Pesach, zecher lepesach v'zecher lechagiga, kach ochlin machal cholav, v'yachar kach machal basar. So to hear, the idea would be that you would first have a dairy food and then have a fleshik food. And it'd be like your two tafshilin, it's like your two cooked foods, like we take on the evening of Pesach, right? We have the Zecher LePesach and Zecher LeChagiga. So to here, we have the Zecher of Shnei Tafshilin as well, a Machal of Chalav and a Machal of Basar. Again, on Pesach, we had the Zroa and the Beitza, if you remember. U'tzrichin lavi imahem shtei lechem al hashulchan, shehu b'mkoyim ha-mizbeach, and you bring with it shtei lechem, to loaves on the table, bimkom, as the table would be like the table is makom the mizbeach, like the mizbeach, yesh bazeh, and it would be also for this a zecher, a zikaron, the shtei halechem, shei makrivim biyom hakipurim, these to be makriv the shtei lechem biyom hakipurim. So that's not as popular, the minhag to go ahead and bring the shtei lechem, but definitely the minhag of having dairy. What's interesting is, it sounds like the minhag is really to really have dairy and then have fleishiks, almost, you know. The idea would sort of be more like to have like your first course a little dairy, and then like maybe, you know, do what you have to do in terms of cleaning your mouth out, and then having the fleishiks after. It sounds like even during the meal, so you could have shnei tavshilin. Let's see what Mr. Brura has to say about this. Sif katan yud aleph bekama makomos lechol v'mutar lesanos tainus chalom b'shavuos. And he says regarding whether it would be permissible to fast a tainus chalom on Shavuos, ayin Lekaman, b'simen tafresh dalav lagan Avram, b'mashe kasadu sham b'mishnah Brura. He says here that you should check out whether or not you can have a tainus chalom. He says we'll get to that soon enough when we get to tafresh dalid. Check out the Magen Avram and what the Mishnah Brura is going to say there in tafresh dalid. And the basic idea there is as follows. The Ramah there writes that it's usher to be have a tainus on Erev Yom Kippur, even a tainus cholam. The Magen Avraham writes the makar is the maril, and it's also said as well about Shavuos. And obviously it's a kasha why the Ramah didn't spell this out, that it's usher to be misaneh a tainus cholam on Shavuos. So the answer that maybe tainus cholam is okay, but not other taniyos, and it's only on Erev Yom Kippur, because there the achila is the equivalent of the inui, so therefore you're chayiv to eat. And he says, mikol makom still, tzarech iyun, because Yom Tov is aser b'tainus midai raisa. So the Ramah should have been chayshesh, at least sveka daraisa. Anyway, that's that. Ayin Sham, everything else that's said over there regarding a tainus cholam. Anyway, Tita Bizman Azeh, as you know, we don't really, go ahead and use a, have a tainus cholam anyway. Ayin Sham more than Magen Avraham. We continue on. Sifkatan Yud Beis, Machalei Chalav. So we eat dairy foods. Ayin Magen Avraham, Ani Shamati Od B'Shem Gadol Echad, Sh'amar Tam Nachal Nezeh. He says, here's another reason for eating dairy. Because when Bnei Yisrael were at Har Sinai and in Kabbal the Torah, so Kibaseres Hadibros Nizgala Lahem Al Yedezeh Kol Chelke HaTorah. What happened was when they got the Torah with the Aseres Hadibros, it was revealed all parts of the Torah, all aspects of the Torah. Kemo Shekasa Vasadigon, like Vasadigon says, Shebaseres Hadibros Klula Kol HaTorah. The Seres HaDibros, all of Torah was included in it. The Yardu Min HaHar LaBeisam, and Lo Matzu Malachol, Tekef Ki'im Machalei Chalav. So after this, they went home right away, and they had a problem. Because what could they eat now? The only thing they could eat right after Matan Torah was dairy. Because Ki Labasa Tzarech HaChal HaRabah. For meat, now they have to have great preparation. The Shchot B'Sakin, they need to do a Shchita of the Basar. And it has to be a shchita b'sakin baduk with a knife that's checked. Kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, u'nakir chutei achelev adam, and you have to do nikur of the chelev of the. Then you have to get rid of, clean out the dam. All these things needed to the veins and all this stuff had to be cleansed out. It had to be pulled out. You had to know how to do what's called nikur of the behema. And you have to go ahead and rinse and salt the meat. They have to get new kelim. Because the old kelim, anything that they cooked in over the past day was already usher now. Because they couldn't use it. Straif. So therefore they chose, for at least until they got everything ready and set, to go ahead and shecht and do all the kashering that's necessary for basar, all they ate was machalei chala. They only ate dairy. And we do therefore based on this a zeichel lazeh. Now, obviously, the big nafkamina between these two reasons, because according to the Ramah's reason, you really shouldn't. The meal should not be really a total dairy meal. The chayri should have a dairy meal, and followed by in it a basar meal, and just clean out your mouth in between or whatever. Because you should have shnei tafshilin. But according to this malach, a dairy meal is totally fine. Again, if you want to have some type of bas of a dagim, so you get fish. But that would seemingly be enough. And that seems to be our minhag today. Most people do not, when they have a dairy meal, they don't also have a fleishik. Continue on. Sif katan yud gimel. He says, biyom rishon, the first day of Shavuos, that's the minhag. Gam noagim b'tzatz mekamos lechol dvash v'chalav. Some places also have a minhag to have honey with milk. And they a Torah shenim shalom, because Torah was compared to dvash v'chalav, to honey and milk. Dvash v'chalav tachas hashonecha. So Torah being compared to milk and honey, so that would be the idea of having not only dairy but also honey. And the Ramah had said it would be like the shnei tafshilin shalochim v'lo pesach. This means, same way Pesach, they do a zeichel karban, kain anus richel asos, b'shvuas, on Shavuos also. Zecher l'shtei alechem shayu mavin. Ah, so what that you could have asked, what two things are we talking about? There you had the Korban Pesach, and you had the Korban Chagigah. What about here? So he says, no, this is really commemorating the shtei alechem shayu mavin. The alkein ochlei machlei chalav, and that's why they eat machlei chalav, the achakach, and afterwards machal basar, utzvichin lavi imayim shnei lechamim, and you had to bring two separate, okay, breads. The asa lechol basar v'chalav, because you can't go ahead and eat basar v'chalav from one bread, b'lechem echad. Not only that, yesh b'zeh zikaron l'shtei alechem. Bringing these two loaves, as the Ramad said, was a zikaron l'shtei alechem. Sifkat and tesvav, shtei lechem. Chay nagu lefos lechem echad im chema. He says, the minog would be to have one bread with made a butter bread, a milchika bread. The other vada yitzarech lavi lechem acher. And for sure, you had to bring a different lechem, lechol, to eat with the basar. The Yizayir, az lasik atana yafe, you got to make sure to kasher your oven well between lechem and lechem. The gam sarach marde chadasha, and you need obviously something else to scoop it out if you're scooping it out, if you're spatulating it out. The lokim mixas nashim shemahapchino sarasheni, the habalua me'ever el ever mi shamnunis. And he says, and not like women who go ahead and just flip it, okay, on the other side, meaning they flip the spatula that scoops out the bread, they flip it on the other side, he said, not. That's going to become milchix, because it's balua me'eber la'eber. It gets absorbed from one side to the other side, and this metal spatula they would scoop out the bread with, me shamnunis, from the fat. Sifkatan test above, al hashulchan, they put the shnei lechem al hashulchan, yizar likach mapa acheres, kishiros l'chobas, he says, you got to remember to bring a different tablecloth or placemat when you want to eat the basar. And you don't have to go ahead and make a hefsek with birchas hamazon between the milchix and the fleishix. As long as you're not eating this very old, like Swiss cheese type. Because then, if you have that type of cheese, you'd have to go ahead and wait, as you remember, 6 hours. But if you're just having regular dairy, regular cream cheese, things like that, or cheesecake, in between the milchix and the fleishix, you go ahead and you clean out your mouth well with some food or things like that. You could go ahead and have a little, some bread, some parva bread in there, the idea to rinse out your mouth. It's a zikaron, bringing these two breads as a zikaron l'shtei alechem. And therefore, it should specifically be wheat bread. Dugmash stay alechem. You shouldn't go ahead and decide this first yantif. Oh, I want to make a special spelt bread. It should be a wheat because it's shtei alechem. Kaser pri begadim yesh lizayir binyane machale basar v'chalav. The kol mashin izarin v'chol hashana. And a person should be careful of all the issues of, you know, basar v'chalav, eating basar v'chalav, all the things that you're careful about during the year, which is spelled out in mevu every yoredei asimim peches. Therefore, in the end, you know, by doing this, it's a dangerous proposition. You might, you know, mix some milchiks with some fleishiks, and all this great, you know, minag that you're following now to have the milchik and the fleishik hot stuff, like the Ramah in the same meal. If you mess up in terms of basa b'chalav, so all the schar you got for following this beautiful minag, you lose in eating basa b'chalav. O kasav b'nusach birchas haftorah. Also, right in the nusach of the bracha of the haftorah. On the Torah, ala Torah v'alavoda, es yom chag ha-shavuos hazeh. You say es yom chag ha-shavuos hazeh. Aval ein maskirin lomar mikra kodesh. You don't, okay, say mikra kodesh. You maskirin shamos, and you go ahead and you do yiskar. V'omim avarachamim yom sheni, and you have avarachamim on the second day of Shavuos. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, we do it on the first day, the yiskar. And anytime we say kol habachor, which is what we lain, you do maskirin neshamos. That's when you have yiskar sheyesh bo matnas yad v'noydrim tzedakah, because there you have the idea of giving tzedakah. K'shachal shvus b'yom shishi b'shabbos ein omrim prakim. You don't say pirkei avos when shvus falls out on yom shishi. And when Shavuos falls out on Moshe Shabbos, you say the perek, okay, at Mincha b'Shabbos. The interesting thing about all of this is that, although it's not mentioned here in the Mishnah Brura, both minhagim, the minhag of the Ramah and the minhag of the Mishnah Brura, is questioned by the poskim, questioned by the achronim for the following reasons. Number one is, if you assume, like the Mishnah Brura, this alternate minhag to eat basically milchiks at the meal on the first night of Shavuos, okay, then the question is, what about the fact that you really should have meat on your Yom Tov meals, right? The mitzvah on Yom Tov, to have meals that include, bread with meat and wine, and the poskim actually talk about how you might not be yoytze the Sudas Yom Tov without basar, the yayin. This is not like Shabbos, Dagim, you should really have basar v'yayin. So without basar v'yayin, how are you yaitse? How are you yaitse? And the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas in Os Yud Aleph actually points out that if you follow this minug to have a full dairy meal, a full milchika meal, you basically should be very careful, at least, to give proper kavod to the Yom Tov meal, and it should be a fancier meal than a weekday. I guess you have fancy fish or whatever. But again, it's a shtickle, problematic. Although, again, it's a minug of Klal Yisrael that's there, even though it is questioned. So you'll say, okay, so let's not go with the Mishnah Brura's minug. Let's go with the Ramah, who basically tainas you should go ahead and having the same meal, milchiks and fleishiks. And since we're not talking about a type of cheese that requires 6 hours and a new meal, the Mishnah Brura says you can go ahead and do that. The truth is, other poskim, also this point is pointed out in the Piskei Tshuvas, other poskim also disagree with this. And they hold that if you go to the sources, you see that it is also to eat dairy and meat within the same meal. And not only that, even those who, they say, have the minhag to eat, let's say, dairy cakes without bread, they should really first recite a bracha achrona before washing for a meat meal. And another point that is noted that they take issue with in the Mishnah Brura is that the Mishnah Brura says that you can eat meat immediately after wiping and rinsing the mouth. But there are many poskim who also are cholik on this and also hold that you should have to wait, even if we're not talking about this type of hard cheese or cheese that's going to require 6 hours, you still should have at least an hour or a half hour between the dairy and meat. But again, if you have a full-blown minug to have your dairy meal for not doing it, definitely you should ask a shaila. But again, as you see, these are minhagim that have come under question. A nice balance could be found in the Darkei Tshuva, who says basically that, we find that the Marshal wrote that it's obvious that one has to eat meat because it's actually impossible to be truly satisfied and content without eating meat at the meal. So he says that he saw his Rebbeim, that on Shavuos by day, they would eat dairy at Kiddush, then wash their mouths out and wait a while before they continued to eat the meat meal. And this is the proper way to celebrate Shavuos. In fact, we used to do this way in the Mevaseret. We'd have, after davening early in the morning, we'd have Kiddush and go to sleep. And then we'd have two fleishik meals besides that, but we'd have our cheesecake right after the Vasikin on Shavuos morning. I don't know if that was because of this whole sugya, but it ended up being a very nice way to be noyeg.